You're listening to The Total Counselor with your host, Attorney Alan Margulies, on News and Talk Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's Attorney Margulies.
Welcome back. Alan Margulies, The Total Counselor, here with you every Sunday from 12 to 1. You can always reach me at radio@totalcounselor.com or 508-650-9900. I am joined with special guest and one of the minds around my table, David Karofsky from Transition Consulting Group. And we've been discussing families, we've been discussing businesses, and we've been discussing family businesses. So David, at the end of the last segment, you were describing a little bit about how your father got into this business and the family businesses that had been passed down. Why don't you describe for our listeners a little bit about your background and then how you began working with your father?
Yep. So my background is I'm a consummate Generation Xer. I have had five careers over 20 years and several different jobs. For me, it's about finding my passion. And I've done everything from counsel kids in a juvenile prison to real estate brokerage and development to high-tech marketing. I have both a master's in counseling psychology from Boston University as well as an MBA from Northeastern University. I joined my father about 5 years ago in our practice after I had been with a company for about a high-tech company, Fortune 100 company, for about 8 years and left them and then ran a startup for a couple of years in high-tech. And just decided to go a different direction. My father and I had always joked, boy, wouldn't it be fun to work together? Obviously, I'd been around family business. One quick story, you know, my concept of family business, you know, I'd work summers and vacations at the warehouse cutting sample books for my father and grandfather. And we'd all go out to dinner on Sunday nights, have Chinese food. My grandfather would lay down the American Express card, and everybody would say wallpaper at the same time. And my grandfather would say, great, we just had a board meeting. You know, that was my concept of family business growing up. And so my dad and I always knew and always thought, boy, it would be really special to work together. And for him to work with his father and his mother and his uncle and a couple of other family members, to then be consulting to people in family business, to bring his son into the business kind of brings things full circle for him. And that excited me to give him that opportunity and for me to be part of that opportunity with him. So I joined him 5 years ago, and we work with families. Most of our clients, we work together. We have a couple of clients that we work on our own. And we really focus on the family side of running a business. We're not attorneys, we're not accountants, we're not financial advisors. Those are the other minds at the table that you want to bring into an engagement. But we're family business guys. We know it and we live it. And we understand that being, first of all, we're two generations. So we're dual generation and we're a father and son. So we understand the generational differences. My father's 70 and I'm 43. So I'm very much smack in the middle of that younger generation who was looking to transition the ownership and leadership of the business to have it transition to them. My father, being 70, certainly has the credibility and the gray hair, so to speak, and the experience to sit across the table from anybody in a boardroom, and as do I now. And so we work with our clients. First and foremost, it's about building a communication platform. That is generally the number one. Often the presenting challenge in a family business is we're not communicating effectively. He doesn't hear me. He doesn't understand what I'm saying. She doesn't understand what I'm trying to say. And so our job is to help build the foundation, call it the ground floor, if you will, of a family and a business is around communication. We'll work with issues around succession of leadership and ownership. How do you decide who is the right leader? You may have multiple family members in the business. Is it a family member? Do you bring in a non-family leader to run a business? A growing trend in family businesses today is to bring in a non-family CEO. It's not that the kids of the next generation isn't capable of running it, but you got to look at the needs of the business first. And you know, as I said earlier, if the family takes care of the business will take care of the family. And so you got to understand what are the needs of the business and make sure you're putting the right people in the right places. So we'll help build a leadership plan. We'll look at ownership succession strategies, not from a tax and legal standpoint, but how do you pass the business down? Often a family business is mom and dad's largest asset. So what do mom and dad need to retire? What are they comfortable with? How do you want to transition the business down to the next generation? Do you sell it to them? Do they buy it so they have some skin in the game? Or do you transition it through, do you gift it? Do you do an ESOP? Do you, you know, there's a lot of different options out there. And our goal is to help the families explore the options, make some decisions, and then bring the other minds around the table, bring the attorneys, bring the accountants in, bring the financial advisors in, get them all on the same page, and then execute the plan.
Absolutely. Now, the interesting thing, as I'm listening to you talk, and I'm trying to pull my thoughts together to not go off on too many tangents, as I am known to do. The interesting thing is that when you're discussing this with families and everything, the important thing for families to remember, or businesses in general to remember, is this is not a quick solution. This is not a quick conversation.
That's right.
And I think that's really the important thing is that, and you hit on it perfectly, it's almost like you were reading my notes here, on the communication and how important that communication is and having the dialogue. I had shared on the show a couple of weeks ago, while I was on vacation in one of the magazines that I was reading through, it was discussing for financial planners in particular, and I think you can use it across the board in any of the typical minds that we throw around the table, is that for the financial planner to really put together a good portfolio, if you will, a good investment package for folks, if you will, they really have to sit and have a conversation with the family. They need to really understand what is the overall arching ideas that the family is trying to get accomplished in order to make sure that the investments are going to match up with
what's that. What's your risk strategy? What's your tolerance? What's your strategy? Absolutely. And if the family can't come around the table and can't agree on a strategy for, in this case, investing, how is a financial advisor supposed to do his or her job successfully?
And that's where it comes to, absolutely, because the financial advisor, whether that's one person as just the investment manager, whether it's a number of people, investment, insurance, financial, the attorney, the accountant, when I discuss this minds around the table concept, when was the last time that all of them communicated? Because part of it has to be is, while each of us may go out separately with clients having different conversations, it is extremely important as you're getting into the family dynamics to pull everything together. All of these interviews, all of these discussions at points with everybody at the table, at points with all of the professionals at the table, and the clients nowhere to be seen.
Absolutely. Many times when we will begin an engagement with a client, we call it a phase one discovery, where we want to do a series of interviews. We want to interview family members. We want to interview key personnel in the business. We will interview the attorney, the accountant, the financial advisor, because they are going to see and hear things that others may not. And our job is to get a holistic approach and a holistic picture as possible to understand everything that's going on within that family and the business so that we can start our work together. So we bring them right in right off the bat.
Which is important. And that's where I think your background is really important to just showcase again a little bit of the counseling aspect of your background, because that really drives home for people.
I joke. I mean, when I tell people I have both a master's of counseling and an MBA, and I use my counseling 3-1 to my MBA. I don't have a leather couch necessarily, but I am absolutely, I can read a P&L and I need to understand the business and the operations, no question. But when you're dealing with communication strategies and you're dealing with these concept of hats and emotions versus logic, that's counseling, that's psychology, and that's the mind. You can't see that on a P&L. And you got to be able to understand that, and I think it's invaluable to be able to take an approach like that we do.
Absolutely, and that's where I joke, because I hear business owners say all the time, my business would be easy without all the people in it.
Oh, that or we're successful in spite of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I've got, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, and it's true, and imagine how successful you can be because of yourself.
Absolutely. David, tell our listeners again how they can reach out to you.
So I'm actually going to give you a different address. In addition to doing consulting, we also run family business peer groups. We have three groups running and close to 30 members. We're looking to launch a fourth group. That website is The Peer Alliance. .com, and you can reach us that way. These are again peer groups focused on family businesses. And if you're interested, check us out on the web.
Excellent. So in our next segment, we'll get into, because we're running a little tight on time here, and I want to make sure that we fully cover. I want you to go through sort of the process of these peer groups, because I think that's very valuable for clients to hear exactly how that's constructed.
Yep.
So we've been discussing with David families, we've been discussing businesses, we will get a little bit more into strategic planning. If there's one thing to look at for people as they're pulling together to begin the conversation, what's the one thing to get that conversation sparked that you would think of?
With the family, what's the one thing? Alignment.
Alignment. Excellent. I am Alan Margulies, the Total Counselor. You can always reach me at 508-650-9900 or radio@totalcounselor.com. We'll be right back for the fourth quarter.